It's the time of year when beer should be counted as school supplies. This is the perfect pour.
It's always been school supplies at this house. We're gonna go get some school supplies at Target. Pick me up some 12 packs. Yeah, good idea.
Man, my work is doing all these like school drives. I'm just like, it's so weird to ask people to bring their school supplies to the funeral home.
Like, yeah,
you guys, yeah. Stay for a bit. Have a coffee.
When you're saying goodbye to your loved one, could you bring some extra notebooks and pencils?
Yeah, I asked.
You like the markers that smell good?
I asked if we could have a casket out front that's open that people can like toss, you know, pencils in. But nobody seemed into that idea. And I was like, why are we trying to hide what we do? We put people in boxes here. Like, why are we trying to hide that?
Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a show about things fun to craft beer geeks. I am Mikey.
The Nick.
And I'm Rad Stacy.
We're going to be hanging out with you here and talking about the beers we drank last week, beers we're looking out for, and we're going to drink some beers. And the listeners of the show call us and tell us some things. And before the show is tailgating, and I already had a Surly Brewing Company Furious IPA that Wazoo Corvette in his East Coast Midwest travels picked up. It was an IPA that is iconic, hoppy, and aggressive. And it was all those things. Good job, Surly.
Aggressive.
Yeah, it was pretty malty, though. They forgot to put malty on the can. Iconic, hoppy, aggressive, and malty.
My husband aggressive and I malt. Split this guy earlier in the evening, the New Vienna from Textile Brewing, BA Cyclone, sent this over. My husband was very interested in, he was like, can we open this? Can we try this? Malted, smooth, and clean. It was a lot more malted than I expected. But that's not bad, necessarily. Just saying. It was quite malty.
It's quite malty.
Dang.
Quite malty. But also, like, my senses are a bit off. So maybe don't trust me too much on that. Because my husband, like, drank it super fast. Which tells me that it probably wasn't quite as malty as I'm thinking it was, because he doesn't tend to gravitate toward that. So
maybe you just need to get ripped.
Maybe.
Not drunk enough to enjoy.
So thank you, BA Cyclone, for that.
You're all, did you get all that malt off of that one? Because he's like, huh? What beer? He's like, he's already moved on. He's like,
I took a straw to that shit and sucked it down.
Getting a lot of malt off of that. Yeah. I got malt off of it.
Yeah, I know. My senses are real off because I know that I've really liked this. So I'm drinking it, the very last Anchor brew that I have in my beer.
There's probably still some in my fridge. The store, right? They're going to come back, right? Right?
Take it back. I can't believe this was canned in May.
Oh. Why is that unbelievable?
Steam beers got shelf life.
That's so much shelf.
Oh, because it tastes
because
fresh.
I bought it in Fresno.
Oh, okay.
At Total Wine.
They made that one. Nobody cared about Anchor.
Total Wine, they make sure to leave everything on the back dock for a good week. In the sun.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, everyone's like, you got plenty of room back here in the warehouse. No. Leave it out there.
You know, Total Wine does have a surprisingly tiny stock room. I don't know if you've ever been.
Well, they're one of those
places Total Wine
that look half like a warehouse anyway. So they might as well just throw everything out there.
True. Yeah. What are you holding back?
Yeah.
Yeah. Their receiving area is like ridiculous. ridiculously tiny.
It's, you can barely get a Big Joe in there.
Yeah, they'll stock and store a little bit of wine, but man, if you try to store any beer back there, they crawl right up your ass about that shit.
As somebody who ran a department once, you don't make money. You don't make money by just buying just enough product to put on the shelf. You gotta, when you get those sales from the distributor, you gotta take advantage and buy as much as you can and put it back right there. It's the only way your department's making money, guys. So just so you know, yes. Total Wine.
That's why
you're wondering.
That's why the 805 department at Total Wine is so big.
Firestone Walker's just
the
like,
only reason for their receipt.
You take, yeah, will you take 5 pounds of this? Like, all right. Gotta give me a discount.
I merchandise that place about 3 times a week when I worked for Firestone. It was crazy. Craziness. Like, 805. I don't even understand.
Like, later, you go there in the morning, later in the day. Hey, you go, you coming back? You're like, no, I'm not coming back. I was already there today. Well, the 805's already out. You got to come back.
Yeah, as I'm watching, like, people who work there just twiddling their thumbs. And I don't know. Whatever. It's fine. This is why I always put in. Yeah, this is why I always put an order in there to just pick up. I, like, don't want to go into the store. I know what I want, and I don't want to look at it. I don't want to see any of the people that used to piss me off. I just want you to bring my champagne to my car and put it in there. Scan my ID.
You don't want all those warm singles that they got there?
Oh, yeah, those warm singles to go. Can you set it out in the sun for me for about 20 minutes before I come to pick it up? That'd be great.
We warmed them up for you. Oh, thanks.
I like that sun-shocked lager is my favorite.
Thanks. Please temper my alcohol for me.
And right now I'm drinking.
Adios mio.
Adios mio. Toppling Goliath Brewing Company's Hop on the Bus. Hop on the Haze Bus. Sorry. It is Civico Mosaic and Citra Hops, double IPA. That is a Wazoo Corvette beer. Nick, what are you drinking?
I found, after last week, I wish I'd known I'd had this in the fridge, Confluence Blue Lager Corn.
Maybe you could have traded notes with Brad Stacy.
Yeah, we could have
definitely side by compared side. Notes. It's still
Blue
there.
Blue Lager Corn. Still there.
Still there.
It's got 6.2 alcs at least. That'll jumpstart your party.
That's good. I don't know about that.
Where's your party going? It's jumpstarting what? Exactly. True. And you know what? Happy fucking birthday, belatedly. Yeah. How was it?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The birthday was okay.
You know, the industry I'm in, I always say it beats the alternative.
Yes,
which is not growing older. Yeah. So.
Right. Good things happened and half bad things happened. So I'm going to take the win.
Hey, you know what? You're in equilibrium then.
Yeah. Today I had my massage though, so I'm feeling much better.
Oh. Drink plenty of water.
Oh.
Damn. After a massage. Beer's not mostly beer. Water, so it's fine. There mostly water. Yeah.
Safe.
What did you just have? 6% alcohol, so 94% water. You're
perfect.
Great. Yeah, it's
fine. On the upside. Yeah, it's lager. It's hydrating.
Yeah, that's why I think I even written a post about this once, and I still don't understand how you can have something like when you soda or a beer that dehydrates you. But it's like almost all water, but somehow it still dehydrates you. I know the alcohol dehydrates you, but still.
Satan. No, I'm just kidding. I think it is some sort of.
Him.
They do say the devil's in the details.
Oh, there it is. We figured it out.
I Yeah, I don't drink soda, so.
What? It's delicious. It's delicious, Rad Stacey. You should try it. Don't do it.
Delicious.
Don't ever try it.
What, soda?
Yeah.
No, I mean, when I did drink soda as a younger person, it was always Dr. Pepper. That was my deal. But
solid.
I can't even tell you the last time I had a soda, honestly. I gave it up. Cold turkey.
Mm-hmm.
I switched to beer.
Right. You know what?
And wine.
Much healthier for you.
It's got minerals.
Yeah, I mean, it's been around longer.
The studio is saying happy belated birthday to the Nick, by the way.
Oh, thanks, studio.
Mm-hmm.
Happy belated birthday to you.
Happy belated birthday to you.
You smell like a zoo. Oh, no. Sorry.
Well, eucalyptus, so close enough.
We're remote. I don't know what you smell like.
I can tell. He smells divine. I can look at him. He's clean.
Do you smell like zest?
I've got all the essential oils
zest
guy? Soaking in.
Irish Spring or zest, Nick?
Oh, Irish Spring.
Oh, my man. That's right. Irish Spring is the shit. I love that. Yeah. Irish Spring
it's
always reminds me
and fragrant.
Nothing beats
right.
Irish Spring.
That reminds me of camping. Like when I went camping with my family as a young person, it was always Irish Spring. There's like, this covers up anything. Just
do it.
They'd be like, pits and tits. That's what my dad says. Like, pits and tits. Just rub yourself down
pits,
with some
nuts
Irish
and butts.
Spring. Well,
no mosquito can break the Irish Spring wall.
That's right. So clean.
So clean. Yeah, they're like, so oh, this so guy, clean. He's clean. There's no way. Never mind.
You hear that? Squeaky clean.
Irish Spring. Man, I haven't smelled that in a minute, but it would take me right back. Right back to camping at Dinky Creek with my family.
Oh, yeah.
Quick, everybody to the Walmart. Need some Irish Spring.
My Irish family with the Irish Spring. It's all good. And it's like a curved bar, right? Like,
yep.
Something about the shape
so you
of
can
it
hand, you know, you can handle it. You don't drop it.
My tiny hands, just like.
Rad Stacey, just in case we lose you, let's start off with Rad Stacey's culture.
Yeah, so I just read tonight, actually, that Steve Fetchheimer, the CEO of New Belgium, has stepped down after 6 years. So he took over like right before I left. He and I are actually Facebook friends, and we have corresponded back and forth a couple times about things.
Yachts.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yachts. All the yachts
what
he bought.
What kind of yacht are you into right now?
But it's pretty interesting because it caused me to do a little bit more of like a deep dive on, you know, craft breweries of yore and the craft breweries as I knew them when I started in craft beer in 2010. Mm-hmm. And so he took over 7 years later. And then shortly after that, there was the selling of New Belgium to Lion Little World. And it makes me wonder, like, I'm not saying there's some grand conspiracy theory going on, but there does seem to be a lot of like seasoned beverage professionals who kind of like slip in to these roles and spend, you know, 5 to 8 years kind of developing this trajectory of like, okay, we're going to sell to this bigger conglomerate. We're also going to absorb some other small craft breweries and get into this really solid place. And now I'm just so curious, like, what is the next move for New Belgium? Because it seems voluntary, right? He was just like, hey, I did my duty. I did the thing I was supposed to do. And now I'm going to spend time with my family. And it seems to be kind of the same deal that Dave Makin made with, you know, jumping ship from Firestone to the Booch company that he went to. And I mean, for those of you that like follow at the helm of craft brewery leadership out there, it's kind of an interesting move. And then with the, you know, the closure of Anchor coming through, And the fact that we've actually lost 14% of craft breweries since 2013 across the board. It's all just very, it's very strange to me. I just, you know, kind of taking that 30,000 foot view and looking at the whole of the U.S. craft market. You know, what say you, listeners of The Perfect Pour? You know, distributors are overpacked with craft breweries. The market is saturated. Consumers are overwhelmed. And breweries are scrambling. You know, what are we doing out here? What's the next thing for the old school craft brewery, right? The big dogs, the New Belgiums, the Sierra Nevadas, the Boston Beer Companies of the world. Like, what is their role now in the market? I don't know.
Yeah, Red Stacey's asked a real question.
I'm asking a big fucking question right now. Yeah. And it's very, I don't know. It's that kind of shook me up a bit. I was like, wow, like Steve Fetchheimer stepping down. And
For that, it seems like he came, are you kind of insinuating that he came in to like bolster the numbers for New Belgium and then he did it? And so he's like, peace out. I got you guys up.
Yeah, I'm not accusing or pointing fingers or suggesting anything necessarily, but it does feel like there was a purpose that he had because everything happened in very quick succession, right? Like he came on board late 2017 and all of a sudden I'm getting emails saying, hey, you're getting bought out, you know, of your stock that you still own. And I'm getting emails from all kinds of people. And, you know, and that took maybe 18 months for that whole thing to come through. Mm-hmm. You know, and the grand story on that is that, you know, we took over ownership completely from Kim Jordan and her family. And we, quite frankly, weren't doing well and weren't able to make the payments to her in that buyout. Mm. And, you know, something had to give, right? The bank is like, hey, this thing needs to stay afloat.
Stupid
bank. And you need to figure out how to make it stay afloat. So you bring in somebody who's a bit of an outsider because he came from outside the beer industry, actually. It's still in beverage and in distribution, like not unknown to the world at all, but not ever at the helm of just like a craft brewery, especially not like a 100% employee owned craft brewery. And I think bringing in somebody who can sort of like be a fall guy, right? Like somebody who's not this common face of the brewery to create this path that they went on. It was a really safe way to do it. And I think he definitely played a role and now gets to just wash his hands of it and retire. Mm-hmm.
Like CEOs do in the real world, the outside world of corporate world. And,
absolutely.
So it's a very
corporate
thing.
I'm not saying he's a bad guy. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, yeah. I don't think they brought him in to be like, hey, be this dude that like freaking puts it all corporate and like sells it offshore and also gobbles up some of these other craft breweries to be part of it. But he was tasked with a thing to do and he did it flawlessly. I mean, I'll say.
Wow.
Did a good job. I mean, because New Belgium grew super fast, put some branding out there that the young crowd is really into. Let's be real. Like they're
love Ranger
brand. Yeah. Voodoo. I mean, they've got so much chain action right now.
I like that Ranger guy they put on the cans.
Well, typical craft beer geeks are not going out going like, what's the next Voodoo. Right. But I go to freaking Bolero. No. And everyone's getting tall boys of Voodoo Ranger on draft.
Whoa, you know? Wait. Whatever. Bolero has tall boys of Voodoo Ranger?
Yeah, well, it's not tall boys. It's a tall pint because on draft.
Damn it.
I mean, that shit's on draft.
I can't get it.
Yeah. I witnessed somebody bowl a 300 right after ordering that shit, too. So maybe.
Wow. Hey, you should.
There's something to it. I don't know.
You should tell New Belgium that. Like, hey, guys.
Hey guys, look what the kids are doing with
you.
You
need
your
to see what's going on in Fresno. People are getting those tall boys and they're bowling 300s.
I actually did tell that to the guy because he was like, oh, he goes, is this a good beer? And I was like, I don't know, it's hazy, so not my thing.
So but, you'll probably like it.
Whatever. And he was like, well, what does that mean? I said, it means it's like 8,000 calories, but if that's what you want, then do it. And then he bowled a 300. I know. I was like, well, maybe.
Maybe
you just found your thing.
And he's hazy. Already what a does that really mean? Good bowler. So even sober. Great bowler.
Yeah.
He didn't just like walk in that night off the street, never bowling before.
He's one of those rare people that alcohol makes no difference in his sporting. He's like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because I'm really good at pool after 2-3 beers.
Yeah, to yourself? Before, yeah. Or for real?
Yeah. But no beer, I'm terrible pool player.
You're like, I can't believe how fucking boring this is.
Yep. Like, wow.
Oh, yeah. Mikey goes to the tournament sober, and then the montage music starts to play, and he has beer, and then he starts winning.
Oh, yeah. I'm Tom Cruise hustling Paul Newman all day.
Woo! Nice.
And I do all the cool tricks with the cute pull cue.
It was pretty funny because that guy was like, hey, he goes, it looks like I needed all those calories to bowl that 300. And I was like, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I mean, that. I was very impressed. I was like, there's no way I could drink freaking 22 ounces of hazy IPA.
Yeah, you could have done it.
And bowl it all, I think.
I can't bowl.
Uh-oh. Is there a possum loose in your house, Red Stacy?
I have no idea. But yeah, sorry. My German Shepherd's going a little nuts in the backyard.
I know that. I know that, Bart.
Intruder. Yeah, intruder. Right.
This guy over here is fine. He's just
I know.
I don't know what he's doing. He's...
Mom, when are we going to bed?
So
he's licking the couch.
So yeah. What's Boston Beer Company gonna do? Like, are they? There's nothing left to do, right?
I think they positioned themselves really good, super early, right? They really read the market. They were just like, hey, people are wanting the next thing, right?
That brewery
is not bolstered by Boston Lager. Like, we all know that, right? It's Twisted Tea. It's Truly.
Yeah.
Like, literal trains of Truly coming into Fresno. Like, they're just dropping off the boxcars.
Oh, that's where I'm at Herndon in 99. I'm sitting there waiting for the train to go through. It's just all Boston beer on there. Or I'm sorry.
Yeah, if you don't know, they actually send a lot of their product via rail to California. Oh,
big rail guys.
Crazy.
Boston Beer Co. Yeah. Big rail people.
Big rail.
But you know what? It's green, actually. Sure. It's a lot greener than semis. Mm-hmm. So if they got that,
we need to go back to the rail.
Yeah,
but it also takes like 5 weeks or something.
You might see Doc on the rails.
Hot cars.
Doc.
Yeah.
Marty. Yeah, I'm bringing Boston Beer Company out to California. Come with me, Marty. Doc, I'm going to take out the Toyota. No, come on, Marty. We've got to save craft beer. Doc, come on. I'm going to go make out with my girlfriend in my Toyota. Forget that, Marty. Your kids turn out to be assholes anyway.
That's true.
That's heavy, Doc. Wait, Boston Beer Company's doing bad? That's heavy, Doc. What's happening in the future?
They're not, though. That's the thing. They're super
We've got to go back to the future. The new Belgium sold out. We've got to stop it, Marty.
You're crazy.
Sorry.
That's all. I just want to know what is the future of American craft beer? How's it going to shake out? What's the prognosis? You know, I just don't know. I think it's very crazy right now. It's a little bit wild out there right now.
Everyone's got to pull back.
Yeah, I mean, we've got this influx of, like, what are young people drinking, right? They're drinking freaking ready-to-drink mixed cans. They're drinking Jack Daniels mixed with, you know, pre-mixed with Coke in cans. They're buying seltzer. They're buying sweet shit that's going to kill you by the time you're 45.
Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's weird out there.
Well, we got to go to the first Fresno State game with the tailgate and go around the tailgate and see
and
what
ask
are they
them,
drinking. What are you drinking? We'll put it on our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Let's play What Are You Drinking?
What?
And also, the other cultural thing is a Dust Bowl, which is close to us, just opened up a Livermore.
Northwest. Location. Northwest is Central Valley, although I don't know if Livermore is still in the valley.
I don't know that it is. I think it's considered South Bay.
It's other side of Altamont. I don't call it the valley.
Yeah, it's on the other side of Altamont, so never mind.
But they're doing well. They actually hired a new key strategist in the chain. World, Kevin Riddio, who I used to work with over at Firestone. So
they're trying
to
so watch out for Altamont or Livermore. Watch out.
Yeah. Watch out, folks.
I'll be there Saturday. Maybe I'll try and have lunch up there.
Dust Bowl didn't.
Yeah, shake him down.
Did Dust Bowl not want to battle with Tioga and the Fresno into Barrel House? They're like, we're not going to Fresno. We'll go to Livermore.
Yeah, I think, honestly, that them being in Turlock, I think it's a natural progression for them to just keep traveling north. You know, I don't know that they want to deal with the small town drama of Fresno.
What?
The downtown beer. Like,
what about Fresno? I want to deal with that small town drama. Stop sending us beer, so they're just cutting ties with the southern part of the
valley. They had to cut corners to afford the new place.
Yeah, like we can't send that one beer to the Perfect Pour anymore. We got to open up this place up north.
I actually really like Dust Bowl. I'm a big Dust Bowl fan.
I do too.
Yeah. I like their brewery. I think their food is great. I think their experience is great. And I think their quality is pretty spot on. You know, everything I've gotten package-wise here in Fresno, it's all a really great showing of whatever that style is, typically. And I think they're very well-rounded. I mean, they've got something for everybody, which is nice for a California beer.
They're very close to Tioga, only they have a food element,
and right,
Tioga doesn't have. So
I think that helps them edge it out just a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, what was really funny when I was first, like the first few years that I was working for New Belgium, I was working on the Central Coast, and I remember the distributor, Central Coast Distributing, which is now part of the Reyes conglomerate. One of the reps was just like, "Hey, have you heard of this fucking Dust Bowl bullshit that's like coming over to the Central Coast?" And I was like, "What?" And they were like, "Well, they say they're from your fucking town. They're from Fresno the Central Valley." And I was like, "They're not from Fresno." Mm-hmm. Like, I would have known about that. But I remember like super pissed off. They were like, "What is this Dust Bowl bullshit?
And what now, is this Bulls Day of Rest bullshit?"
Now we know. Now we know what this Dust Bowl bullshit is. And I think it's not bullshit, honestly. I think they do.
I love how that, because that's how the Central Coast thinks. Like, anything
it's
that
true.
Comes out of the valley, like, "Oh, it's from Fresno. What a
if
shit.
It's in Central Valley, it's Fresno. That's
what a shit. You bring it us." The Dust Bowl's like, "I don't know anybody from Fresno."
Yeah,
but,
I think like the exact conversation was, "Your people are bringing," and I was like, "What?"
See more backstory people for don't live here. That's what the Central Coast thinks of us. Like, you people in the valley. There was
how many warm docks do you guys have?
Yes. So everyone, I'm not really feeling too well. I'm not super on my game tonight, but I did want to say, go ahead.
You showed up, man. You're
showing up.
You showed up.
Yeah. Here I am. This beer is tasting like so much garbage. I might have the vid. I don't know. I'm going to take a test tomorrow and see what I've got.
We got Rad Stacy with some COVID podcasting right now.
Right. Yeah, possibly. Yeah. I don't know. My dog is audibly over here farting and I can't smell it. So that's a sign that I might have it.
I don't like this.
I can hear it.
But... Everyone worry about Rad Stacy on 805 day.
I'll be fine.
Hopefully you'll be okay for 805 day.
I get mad discounts at my work in case anything really bad happens. So
Oh yeah. Well, I mean that's
free with purchase. What kind of discounts? Yeah.
75% off.
That's for Doug and the kid to worry about. You don't need to worry about that.
Yeah. Doug just has to pay cost for my casket and everything else. Anyway, no, I don't think I'm gonna die or anything. I just am not.
I'll be right back. I got to get some 2x4s at the depot.
I'll make my own.
That's our most reasonable.
Box.
You got a Ralph's around here?
Theoretically, assuming that I don't croak from whatever I have right now, we'll be in Nashville on the 22nd of this month through the 25th.
Dang.
Wow.
3 days in Nashville.
If we've got anyone in Nashville listening and has any suggestions for anything cool for me to do outside of funeral conferences that I'll be going to.
They're going to be like, I can't beat that.
Yeah. Something a little more lively, I will say.
Lively. funeral humor.
No pun intended.
Something more lively.
Yeah. I will be the Grand Hyatt Nashville, so anything around that
anyone
area
in the Nashville walkable? Area yeah. Grand Hyatt did a get it with Rad Stacy's like somebody show me a good time in Nashville.
I would like to know. I mean, I heard I've never
nothing
been to Nashville.
Is that a bumper
I've never sticker? Been to Tennessee, so if there are any craft breweries in Tennessee that anyone Tennessee. Recommends, I'm really specifically Nashville. I know Tennessee is a larger state.
I feel
than
like
just
you're
Nashville.
Best.
I feel like you're going to be close enough to the Alchemist that you can maybe go visit the Alchemist.
Yeah, possibly. All right, I'm going to put that in my notes right now. Yeah. So
I don't know how close Nashville is to the Alchemist, but this can't be that far.
Okay,
I have Google Maps open.
Are you looking it up right now?
Okay, map it up. But later this month, opportunity to have a get it with Rad Stacy.
Yeah, I get it. 2.5 weeks or so from now, whenever that is.
Mm-hmm.
So this is Alchemist. This is a salon. That's not a brewery. That's not.
But maybe you
there is an
there.
Alchemist salon in Nashville.
In Charlotte Avenue.
Go get my hair, dude. Yeah.
Get all gussied up.
Chattanooga.
I'm gussied up and ready to drink.
That's right.
Where's all the Boston beer at?
Oh my gosh.
So you
able to get some cool East Coast-ish kind of beers, right?
Please go to the Alchemist and like when you're ready to order, say like, you got anything that's like a Boston beer, like a Sam Adams? You got something like a Sam Adams?
No, all I'm gonna do is ask for West Coast IPA.
Yeah. Do you have any West Coast IPA?
Do you have any West Coast IPA here? Ma'am. Ma'am.
God. Y'all, I'm from California. I expect better beer than this.
You took a wrong turn, ma'am.
Ma'am?
Yeah.
I'm the Alchemist.
I know. I'm not finding much either. So Nashville craft beer.
No, it's not in Nashville. It's in Virginia.
I'm just Googling Nashville craft beer.
It's in Virginia, right? I'm just thinking in my
head. No, Vermont.
Or Vermont. Okay. Sorry, everyone. It's like, oh my God, it's in Vermont, Mikey. Idiot.
So I found something that says the 7 best breweries in Nashville. Southern Grist Brewing.
I heard of it.
Brewing company. Yeah. There you go. They have a huge bar, 25 beers on tap. Do any of them repeat?
Yeah.
Ooh, 2 805s.
Bearded Iris Brewing Company.
Heard of it. They're acclaimed.
But have you been there?
No. They're highly acclaimed.
Well, maybe I'll bring some cool stuff back.
I just want everyone to know that I'm cool because I heard of it. Bearded
heard
Iris.
Of it. I've heard of it.
Heard of it.
Living Waters Brewing.
I might have heard of it.
It says small batch beer and coffee experiences. Like, I don't want to experience this shit at the same time.
I haven't heard of it. No, I don't want to experience
coffee on one end, beer on the other. Like, don't try to give it to me at the same
what
time.
What an experience I just had. So much beer and coffee.
New Heights Brewing.
Haven't heard of it.
Jackalope Brewing Company.
Heard
now,
of it.
That's my
heard
speed.
Of it. Heard of it.
That's my speed right there. I love Jackalope.
You'll be a jackalope. That's number one on the list right now.
Have you ever seen a live jackalope? Because I have.
Oh, I haven't. No, maybe I have. Maybe
only on SNL.
Maybe
was it
when
SNL?
I lived
who
in
the jackalope?
Phoenix.
Yeah, I don't remember. Tennessee Brew Works.
Boring.
I feel like they didn't like get jiggy with the name there. Tennessee Brew Works. Like,
that's a very 80s naming of a brewery.
I know, guys. Let's just call it Tennessee Brewworks.
Yeah.
Monkey
Town.
So in my same Google search here, when I was looking for Nashville, Tennessee breweries, the next Google search item is, does Anheuser-Busch have craft beers?
Wow. That is a weird also search for.
I feel very disturbed by the fact that people are asking this question.
Anheuser-Busch doesn't have craft beer, do they? That's the whole search right there.
Kona.
Don't be telling me Anheuser-Busch has craft beer, because I will not.
Fire Rock.
No way, bro.
Go get yourself some fucking
Fire Rock.
Kona Lager.
Fire Rock was the jam, dude. Fire Rock used to kill it.
It's true. Mm-hmm. I won't be on the show that week, the 22nd through the 25th. I'll be
Or will I?
I mean, hey, you know what? If I'm able to break
you
away
might be,
from the party long enough.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, bro, everyone settle down. I gotta call the show. I was like, boo.
Yeah, it's funny. I won an incentive, and it's a sales incentive for being in the top 1%.
Ooh.
I won't tell you how I get all the bodies, but I get all the bodies.
Wow. Funeral home doesn't care how they get there. They just they get there.
Is that you have a deal with Goldstein's, huh? They have the mortuary. You take the bodies.
That's
all
right.
All the guys, you're giving them the double ciders and making them throw up and die in the bathroom.
Yeah,
huh?
You give me the bodies, I get you the pastrami's, and it's a nice little trade-off that we've got going on.
What's your highest alcohol beer? Well, I got this quadruple cider. Yeah, give it to me.
No, it's based off of a lot of things, not just sales, but also customer service. And I had a friend of mine ask, like, how do your customers leave reviews? Like, aren't they dead? But it's the people left behind that leave me good reviews. Just so you know, I don't get reviews through seances or anything like that.
Oh,
I wish
until tomorrow.
Is that you? Is that you, Dan, coming through? Yes. First thing I want to say is that funeral director was badass, okay? First thing, right off the top.
First thing he wants to say is how IPAs got their name.
Second thing, yeah. I'm up here. I'm in heaven. I've crossed over. I know all about what happened with that. I know the real story about IPAs. Okay, you guys will be blown the fuck away. You're like, what? Like, yeah, that's just the only kind of information you get when you die. This is the real shit right here. God himself
was on the ship. I was on the ship that took the first IPA.
Yeah, I was like, you know, in Christmas Carol, when uh, they when they take Scrooge back and like nobody else can see him, but they're all like hanging out like, this is what would have happened if you, like, this is what I'm just sitting on the boat with the IPA boat and nobody knows how cool they are. I'm just like, dude, you're on the IPA boat, but they couldn't hear me because I was a ghost.
Oh, Mikey, I wanted to tell you too that my good friend B Round said that you were pretty spot on with your impression of his little bullhorn in Pismo of him yelling at people. He was like, dude, Mikey was super spot on with how I was being that night.
I probably got bullhorned by him at some point or something.
Quite possible. I thought that was really funny. Yeah. Like, I got this text at like 7 a.m. going, dude, Mikey is super spot on with my fucking bullhorn.
I was waiting in line at what's that like freaking fish taco place that everybody fucking loves?
Oh, fish taco.
Whatever that, you know.
Not the Splash Cafe?
Yeah.
No, who waits in line at the Splash Cafe? Is only it? Idiots.
No.
Okay.
Tourists.
Splash Cafe is across the street from it, right? Isn't it?
Yeah.
Brad's?
The what?
You're talking about the diner that's like right below there. Oh my gosh. What's wrong with me?
I don't know. Whatever.
Pismo.
Everyone waits in line at this freaking place in Pismo.
It's true. They do. And I'm going to think of it in a second. Just go and I'll blurt it out once I think of it.
Nick, was there an item you would like to discuss?
Oh, my gosh. You guys.
You guys.
Hold your minds. Hold your socks.
I'm not wearing any socks.
I think it's Splash Cafe.
Prepare to be blunt. Well, go put socks on.
I have socks on.
And then prepare for them to be blown off.
I have socks on. I'm ready. They're getting kind of warm. I'm ready for them to be blown off.
Pew. Okay, so I'm watching YouTube over the weekend, preparing for car show season. And, oh, it's gone. Oh, come back. Okay, here we go. And
come on, Aaron.
Baby, come back.
So, come back. So people bring weird shit to car shows, you know. It's not enough to have an old ass car that freaking barely runs. Weirdos. Like, you need to bring a bunch of shit that matches the car from the same era along to decorate your car with.
It's complicated.
It is.
There's a lot going on.
It's not, you can't just have a car. You need like an ice chest and a fan and a stop sign you stole from somebody. And, you know, you need bullshit with you.
I prefer the don't enter wrong way sign.
Don't do it. Don't do it. You're like, hoagies. I think I'm gonna do it.
Is that hung vertically or horizontally in your room?
Hoagies is what you're thinking of, right?
Hoagies.
No. I think it's Splash Cafe.
Oh. Do they have tacos?
I don't
know. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay, continue, Nick. I'm sorry.
I might have jacked it up with the fish taco thing. I don't know.
All right.
Fish tacos, that was Cayucas.
No, it's everywhere.
Okay. Shell Beach.
No.
So, anyways.
Anyways, I love when they talk about regional shit. I don't anything know what the hell they're talking about.
Well, we don't leave the house, so guess what? You're gonna hear what our neighborhood is.
Don't enter wrong way.
See, look at we're
don't wrong interway.
Look, this show, it not only does it do it for listeners, but it does it for co-hosts. Look, Rad Stacy, I think she's in better spirits.
I am.
She's kicking the shit out of COVID.
How to kick the shit out of COVID? Be on a podcast.
Wait, what are you talking about, Nick?
So anyways.
It's too...
Dorktown uncomfortable silence right now.
It's been built up too much pause. Now. I can't go on.
No, you have to.
No, you gotta
do it. So anyways, people...
Can I tell your dumb dad joke? Come on.
Yeah. As I prepare to go to this car show, I'm telling you about how people bring needless bullshit to their car show to accentuate the piece of shit that doesn't run in the first place. Mm-hmm. So this gentleman and or lady, this ma'am if you will, has a box of beer outside of their bus.
Oh, I'm interested now.
And it says Ballantine India Pale Ale.
Ooh.
Aged in the wood 1 year.
In the wood?
Right? Aged in the wood 1 year. Okay, so this tells you that kind of phrasing means this beer is extra old, right?
It's aged in the wood.
It went around the horn.
Been around the horn.
Well, yeah.
So, yeah. Have you guys ever heard of Ballantine?
Yeah.
Is it B-A-L? Yeah.
Yeah.
I always say Ballantine.
B-A-L-A-N-T-I-N-E.
Yeah. I'd say Ballantine. You've heard of this? But it might be Ballantine. Yeah. I always said Ballantine, but it might be Ballantine. But yes, I've had
like
that.
Like Ballantine?
Beer. Yeah.
It's a Pabst.
You've had it?
Yeah. I've had it.
It's a Pabst beer now, but it started in 1890.
This is 1840.
Oh, what? Then my Oxford is it older? Incorrect.
Wow.
I'm looking at Wikipedia. Ballantine and Sons.
It's older than Anchorstein.
Ballantine.
It's older than Anchor.
So it's like Valentine. It's Ballantine.
That's what I thought. But,
Ballantine. Balls out time.
When in my early 20s, there wasn't super amount of choices, so you basically had every single beer that was available. You had by the time you're 24, you had tried every single beer available to try.
Okay. Well, Mikey, you like this even better. They were based out of Newark, New Jersey.
Yep. Newark. Yeah. That's all my in-laws are from that area. Like all of them.
So they were one of the earliest IPA innovators.
Yeah.
They had a 7.2% or 7.5% ALK IPA.
I think that might even be the brewery that my father-in-law talks about how, like, basically the whole area smelt like a brewery. Like, the whole friggin' town smelt like Ballantine.
I mean, look at their brewery in 1906. Do you see that? It's huge.
Dang.
Yeah.
So they were the third largest craft brewery in its heyday. Founded in 1840. I really like this phrase right here. It just says, throughout history, it is best known for its Ballantine Triple X Ale. In August 2014, Ballantine IPA relaunched and has been received with mixed reviews. 3.46.
I think I can say that about every single beer in existence. Has been received with mixed reviews.
Ballantine is Pabst's foray into the craft beer market. Their foray.
Whoa. Foray.
Hooray for your foray into the craft beer
market. Hip hip foray.
Peter Ballantine or Ballantine. I don't know how you say it. He was born in 1791.
Ballantine.
And died in 1883. He was old man for that time.
Oof.
He is an immigrant of Scotland and is the founder of Scotland.
This is the beer we drank.
Hey, interesting shit, man. I didn't really know anything about this.
Yeah.
So nice.
Yeah, I've never heard of Ballantine or of an East Coast IPA.
I had not heard the IPA before. I didn't know that was a thing.
But, and they made this into the 90s. So, like, you might have seen this at one time, Mikey.
Yeah, I don't remember the IPA part, but I definitely have Ballantine, and I know my father-in-law has talked about it. It's part of the culture in New Jersey. Any New Jersey listeners are like,
Wild. So I want to know more about this.
60 IBUs, so they were somewhat bitter.
Yeah, that's quite a bit of IPUs for that era.
An 1800s beer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they were originally aged in oak tanks and then switched to cypress wood.
Cypress wood tanks. Wow, I've not heard
so
that.
So that's where the phrase on the box, aged in the oak,
comes
from.
In the oak.
aged in the wood.
In the wood.
So you got a wood aged. Oh, so it's not a barrel. It's not like they took a whiskey barrel. So you're not going to get boozy IPA.
But then Budweiser was just an old beechwood
fermenting vessel. That's, you know, it was wood.
That's before beechwood aging.
Probably before
Budweiser's like, oh, we'll age ours in beechwood. Think about that. Ballantine's like, whatever, man, do it.
So what's kind of crazy is that their decline actually happened in the 60s when they were being edged out of the market by less alcoholic beers. Ooh. So their high alcohol content actually caused them to decline in the 60s and 70s.
Jeez.
Ahead of their
Not
time.
Not the story now. Ahead of their time, for sure.
60s. They're like, guys, we're only a few years away from Yard House being created. We got to survive.
Hang on. No, we're not doing it anymore. Too many alks.
That's crazy.
People are going to love the alks.
Because people wanted to drink more but get fucked up a little bit less.
They were ahead of their time with the IPAs, the IBUs, and the alks. People like,
yeah, I mean, the 60s and 70s, they were like, hey, we're doing a lot of coke. We don't need like this huge downer. Like we need something light, like Bartles and James.
Yeah.
Wine cooler.
Right.
We want to be refreshed.
I can't handle it. I can't, yeah.
I'm not refreshed enough on my summer vacation.
This hardcore Ballantine IPA. Give me a Bartles and James.
Ugh, craziness. Bartles and James. Yeah. I remember sneaking that shit when I was a kid. I thought they tasted really good.
Oh, you're like, this is delicious.
I know. Sorry, Mom. If you were wondering, like, did I drink that? I thought I had more of these.
That was fruit juice.
That's the messed up part. Like, yeah, your mom's like, she's like, she's all, oh, what a hard day of work. At least I got those four bottles and James waiting for me. And then there's like two. She's like, wait, did I drink these last night? What happened?
Did my husband drink them?
My husband a big piece of shit? Drinking my Bartles and James? I'm going to divorce that motherfucker.
Just because you ran out of your Keystone doesn't mean that you get to break into my Bartles and James.
Hey, I didn't drink your Bartles and James, honey. Well, there's only two here. Who else drank them? There's no way Stacy drank them. Are you saying I drank Bartles and James? I'm just saying.
Oh, man. Well, I super duper love all of you guys, but I feel the NyQuil kicking in. And
you kick that possible COVID's ass, Rat Stacy. You can get possible back here next COVID, week.
Yeah, I will.
All right,
kick its ass. I had it last May. I feel like is this just gonna be a thing where I get it every year?
Yeah,
it's how it goes now. Yeah. Amazing. I will listen to the voicemails on the actual show.
All right, there you go. Commitment.
When it airs, and have some feedback for next week. Mm-hmm. But I appreciate all of you. And I appreciate especially just this reading I get to go into on Ballantine.
Yeah.
It's all very fascinating
no history,
to me.
Bro. Get your, know wow. your history.
I must know more. But you guys. Right.
Thank you for showing Rad Stacy.
Yeah, don't say anything bad about me after I leave.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'll know because I'm going to listen. Edit it out.
Yeah. I'll put it on the tailgate. Nobody else. You won't know. You're not a golden god.
Hey, I can become one right now.
No,
I've got the link.
You won't do it.
Oh, burn.
He's like, I'm going to.
We'll reject it.
Are you challenging me to you can get that extra
yeah,
five
I'm
bucks?
Yeah, I'm trying to get that $5. Nah, you won't do it. Nah.
Bluff called. All right.
Thank you, Rad Stacy.
Hey, thank you.
Feel better.
We'll talk to you guys soon. Have a good night.
Bye.
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 Keep up the good work. Nick, was there more things you would like to discuss?
That was my culture, but I'll update you with what I'm drinking now. This is the Lua Brewing Sanctuary Americal Oatmeal Stout.
Americal.
This is from a BA Cyclone. Yeah, Miracal, AmericaL. A miracle.
All right.
I think this is probably supposed to be for Red Stacy, being the graveyard theme, but I'm drinking it.
Oh, that might then
TBSS. Too bad, so sad.
Split up the beers the way I think they should be split up. So.
Mm-hmm. You said I need stouts on my birthday, so yeah,
I need another beer, but I can't. I don't want to stop the show here, so we're gonna keep going. You see Boston Lager, Boston Beer Company, but they're apparently the Boston Lager is updated because it's brighter. There's commercials going out with the
packaging. You're talking the actual recipe,
yeah. Your cousin from Boston, that they got going on. There's a new commercial that's talking about how the Boston Lager is brighter now. So apparently they've updated the Boston Lager.
Oh, they took a fat tire approach, yeah. Huh?
Mm-hmm. The Sam Adams Boston Lager is updated. So I guess we're gonna have to. Give it a try. See what's going on.
Yeah.
Mammoth Brewing Company's Blues and Beer Festival is this weekend.
Oh yeah,
happening right now. Friday, the blues starts, and then Saturday and Sunday, the beer festival part is with the blues part. So yeah. Fortunately, Chicken Whiskey Band isn't playing up there, but
they're not.
A lot of blues bands, a lot of beer, a good lineup in the festival. Fortunately, no Fresno County breweries, but the aforementioned Dust Bowl is there, and Firestone Walker is there, and Kern River is there as the Central California representatives, but some reason no Tioga, which Tioga is all about the Sierras. You would think Tioga would be at Mammoth Festival, but I did not see them.
Oh, that's weird. So not one Fresno brewery?
No, not even some other ones or something. So
wow,
that's kind of weird. But
what's up with that, Mammoth?
Yeah,
too far west for you?
Yeah, is a good blend of Southern California breweries and some Northern California breweries.
So, okay.
And there might still be tickets, so if you want to get up to Mammoth in the Sierras there. And Tioga Pass is open now, so those on the Fresno, on the western side, can drive through Yosemite and get over to Mammoth. It's not an easy drive, but it's so beautiful.
It's so beautiful. Don't even know what you're missing.
Looking out for New Glory. I don't know if you saw this, Nick, yet or not, but they are putting into 12 packs Gummy Worms and Ubadank are now going into 12-ounce beer cans in 12-pack cans.
Staple worthy, huh?
Yeah. So soon, maybe, hopefully, we'll be able to have a...
just in time for Labor Day.
12-pack of Ubadink.
12ers of new gummy worms.
Yeah. So that's something.
That's going to do well for them.
I think so. And, of course, Saturday is 805 day. The only people in craft beer talking about 805 day is the Perfect Four. So you got... freaking have to work. The 805 morning beer,
okay, the morning edition
is out for me. I can't do it. So but the 805 evening edition Pacific time, I can do that one. So I'm gonna have to buy an 805. I'll probably buy a tall boy. But you get a tall boy.
Yeah. If you're gonna buy one, might as well.
Yeah. I'll get an 805 tall boy, have it at 805. I'm just trying to debate whether I should turn on our YouTube live or Instagram live on 8:05 on Pacific Standard Time. That's what I'm wondering.
I don't know if I'm available for the PM. I could definitely do the AM.
Oh, well, no, I can't do the AM. What are we? Oh, and they got it.
Well, shit.
And now Rad Stacy is going to be sick. She's not going to be on the 8:05. I mean, that's
she's got the Coke.
That's a hardcore beer. You can't just drink.
No. 805 well, actually, that's probably when you do want to drink it because you can't taste it anyway.
You're like, yay, I'm having fun. I love 805.
Love it.
805, the best COVID beer you can have.
Best with COVID.
Pair with COVID. Well, so, you know. All I'm going to say is look out on our YouTube and or Instagram at 8:05. Something live could happen, but I'm not guaranteeing anything. Don't hold me to it, but 8:05 at Pacific Standard Time, tomorrow evening, Saturday evening.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do something. I don't know. Or maybe we'll just be on Untappd. You'll just see me check it in on Untappd and be like, all right.
Group check in. How many 805s can we check in?
Yeah. So just be alert at 8:00 Pacific time on Saturday PM. Be social.
Set my alarm now.
Yeah. So you're like, ah, you're just already asleep.
Why am I up so early? Oh, yeah. It's 8:05.
It's 8:05 day. Yeah. So Nick will handle the AM. I'll do the PM.
There we go. We can do that.
And that's enough culture. We've been culturing for a while. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your drive? Five five nine 4920542 is the voicemail line of the Perfect Pour, and really the Dorktown Network of shows, but it's mostly Perfect Pour listeners that use it. And you can leave us a message, call us, and leave us a message. I'm not really that drunk, am I? You can call us and leave us a message, something you want us to talk about, something you observe, something show related, or you can email us either a recording or just write us something, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. Hopefully the show notes have all the information if you don't want to. You're writing it down.
I love gold.
Whoa.
I was getting dry. Bro. I was getting dry. Thank God. This is Lawson's Finest Liquids. Very heralded Lawson's.
Whoa.
Juice Stand Blood Orange IPA from Wazoo Corvette. Excited to try this one. I've had the Lawson's before, but not Juice Stand. Quite right. It's not overpowering. It's not the grapefruit's not like blasting it.
Okay.
But it's there just enough. That is a well done beer. Delicious.
Well done.
Well John. Let's start off. We got a quick voicemail segment this week, but let's start off with traditional. And we've got a traditional, which is, I mean, I'll admit, kind of my favorite. You call a phone line and you've got a not many people
this call phone.
Oh, come on. It's been working perfectly fine, and it does that right. That for like 4 weeks straight. You're just such. The world hates me.
Spills out into the bay. There's a little. Hi, Perfect Pool. It's Paul. I am calling to share with you all a little. A lovely moment that I just had. Didn't have to work today, so.
Oh, that's already lovely.
Way at the eastern edge of Novato, where the Petaluma River spills out into the bay, there's a little area where people go to fish and launch their boats, and there's some picnic tables. And right down the road is an old, old liquor store, deli kind of place that has the old, tiny gas station pumps up, you know, that aren't used anymore, but they're still there.
Yep.
And I actually fantasize one day about owning that place and turning it into something really cool that has a lot of potential. But right now it's just your average, like, liquor store deli that sells scratchers and cigarettes and has a very meager beer selection, but... I was able to procure a six-pack of Sierra Nevada Pale Ale
nice.
In bottles, and I took them down to the water's edge, sat at a picnic table with one open Sierra Nevada Pale, felt the cool breeze coming off the water, had a beautiful view. Right across the water is Sonoma County. I'm on the Marin County side. I have a view of the Golden Hills and the egrets and all the birds cruising around and just the sounds and the smells. And it's a great way to enjoy a beer in the middle of the day. Just one, mind you. And then move on to the rest of the day. Just wanted to share that moment. It's important to share moments that we have with beers. So there's mine. Cheers, y'all. Keep up the good work.
Talk to Cheers. Soon.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate that. I love that moment with beer. Moments with beer. That's what it's all about, man. That's some good drinking and thinking. That's Substack.
Drinking and thinking.
Oh, good stuff, Paul. And doing it for Marin, too. By the way, the producer and my child were in Marin fairly recently, but they were in Novato. They went to the movie theater in Novato, which was by the Moylans and the Beer Monk. I'm sure Paul knows what I'm talking about, but I couldn't go. Somebody had to watch the house.
Yeah. Dang house running away.
Some idiot had to work and watch the house. That's the traditionals. Let's see what's in the emailed side. We just have one there. Light voicemail week, but that's cool. We're cool. I'm fine. No worries.
Hey, guys and gal. This is B.A. Cyclone checking in from Iowa. Sorry I haven't checked in for a while. Been super busy month of July.
I've been
with
drinking your
lots
beers.
Lots of family activities. Went to Northern Wisconsin once with my family, actually, to a Boy Scout camp for a week. Then we went again a couple weeks later to Central Wisconsin to a rocket launch event, nationwide rocket launch event for high-power rockets. My oldest son is an aspiring rocket engineer. Him and his friend launched one to about 6,000 feet, and then luckily it's got a GPS tracker in it. We were half mile away trying to find that one in a cornfield. So that was quite an adventure. Went to Nashville with my extended family. We rented a house there, and that was great to see them. And then last night, kind of the cap of July, we went to a fundraising dinner for the Republicans in Iowa. One thing we grow here besides corn is politics. So it's that season, and heard from all the presidential candidates there, and luckily they were limited to 10 minutes a piece, or might still be there listening to politicians. But it was great to get my wife out there all dressed to the nines in a dress and looking her best, and that was great to see. And then I got to buy myself a new jacket, so had some great pictures of us all dressed up, and that was the best part. Lagunitas IPA was the best beer they had for craft beer there, so I was really disappointed.
Oh, no.
Pay $8 for a bottle of that, so I just went with a bourbon.
That's good.
Yeah,
call.
And then I, Textile
good call.
Brewing. I hope you guys like that. I saw you, Mikey. You had the milkshake IPA there.
Had it.
I thought it was pretty good for a milkshake IPA with have a kind of a tropical flavor to it. And then the Blue Corn Lager for you, Stacy. I wasn't surprised you thought it was a little bit sweet. Blue Corn is kind of a sweeter variety of corn, so the beer obviously has more touch of sweetness. So
get that, Nick.
I kind of enjoyed it because I'm not a huge
lager
fan, but that extra little bit of sweetness makes it more palatable to me. Yeah, then the oyster stout. I really enjoyed that oyster stout, Nick. It's a little bit different, so that was a pretty cool deal. So hope you like that. Iowa geography, yeah. In the tailgate show, that was pretty funny. We are a little bit further to the west than Utah, Nick. That was pretty funny. And we are, yes, the land between two rivers, the Missouri on the west and Mississippi on our east. Yep. And then,
but
of course,
yeah,
rehashing Dubuque. It is kind of a funny spelling city, and you don't appreciate some of those cities you live near that everybody around there kind of knows how to pronounce, but Dubuque is how you pronounce it. So that's where one of my favorite breweries is, Dimensional Brewing. Corn, you got to talk about growing corn. We are number one in Iowa by quite a ways. California, number 34.
What?
Bullshit. Corn production in the United States by state. But, you know, California, they grow everything else, honestly, in the whole produce section. One of the things I enjoyed a couple times is going to the Harris Ranch. There's a restaurant, a big ranch in California, Central Valley.
High five.
They have a ranch, a restaurant down there in southwest of you guys.
Out in the middle of nowhere.
It's a big state, a cattle ranch, but they grow just about everything else, too. So that's a cool experience. Try that out if you haven't yet. Down out by you guys. And then, frankly, I just want to let you know, guys, I just enjoy listening to your show. The best part is when you guys do voices. Mikey, you're the best. I always cut up a gut when you're doing voice impressions. So keep up the great work. Love listening to you guys.
Nice.
And having a great time. Enjoy those beers. Check those dates. Bye.
Bye. I don't know about that voices, the producer. Whenever the producer hears me doing the voice, she wait and like she's like, no, don't do that.
Shut her down. She's
like,
down.
No, stop doing that. But I'm like, it's hilarious, honey. I'm like, no, it's not. It's not nearly as funny as you think it is. Ah,
no.
So I'm very thankful that you're giving me more. Like, yeah, just when I think I'm like, you know what, maybe I shouldn't be so dumb and do these voices and do all this antics, and then BA Cyclone comes in and says, "Keep doing it, Mikey," and I'm like, "Yes, keep doing
done."
It.
Yeah. You're going to have that clip on cue, aren't you, when she starts telling you?
Yeah, I'm be like, oh, yeah? Listen to this. One of our listeners
listen
thinks I'm pretty
this.
Cool. Yeah, I watched it being, I'd be worried in Iowa. You're like the Missouri, what if the Missouri and the Mississippi start, like, talking to each other? And they're like, you know what? We could just totally fuck Iowa. Like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to leave anywhere. You'd have to go north or south, and no one's doing that.
It's too cold.
Thank you, BA. Thank you for all the beers. Thank you for calling in. And thank you guys for giving us the voicemails. Chew Your Beer, I don't know if you've got these, Nick, but so Chew Your Beer, he's got his own logo now. Like, he's like one of the few, like, he's basically a drinking celebrity. Like, he's a beer. He's like a beer drinking celebrity now. He's got his own logo, right. And he has his own stickers.
Ooh.
They're like pro stickers. And he flaunts them on Instagram. He's like, look at those. I don't have one Chew Your Beer sticker. Do you have a Chew Your Beer sticker, Nick?
This is an outrage. I do not have any Chew Your Beer.
I don't even notice any Perfect Pour listeners that are like, hey, Chew Your Beer sent me a sticker. It's pretty cool. What's going on, man? Where's our stickers? I want some Chew Your Beer stickers. Where's my Chew Your Beer sticker, man? It's outrageous. I think about it probably every day at some point during the day.
I wonder if my sticker showed up.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't think Chubers, he doesn't even give a shit. He's just like, well, I'm not going to send those guys my sticker. This is my, like, I'm stood up with it. Didn't we, haven't we sent?
I see 100 more over there.
Is he like doing like a thing where he's like, oh, I'm not going to send stickers until they send me stickers? I'm pretty sure we've given Chubers some stickers. Pretty sure.
We have to be worthy, not him.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, so I don't know. Yeah, ask Chewbeer, like, bro, how do we get your stickers?
Yeah.
What, you know, what we have
like
to be,
now.
We have a door here in the studio that has all kinds of beer stickers. There's not one Chewbeer sticker.
Dang.
You're on tap, or pull out your drinking journal and let's see what you've been drinking this week. The Nick 80 on tap.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm searching. I had a Crow and Wolf beer over the weekend. It was a Scotch ale aged in bourbon barrels. But I can't remember the name, and I don't see it on Untappd yet.
Uh-oh. I'm looking for if Rad Stacy checked something in this week. She didn't. Oh, my gosh. She's letting her Untappd duties lag. We're going to have to dock her pay. That's just
right. From zero to zero.
Yep. More zero or. No, she's going to get negative money this week. So
okay,
when one day when we all get like actual money for it, just cash money, she's going to have to wait because we won't be able to give it. We'll be like, oh no, there's that fine from you not checking in on top of 1 week.
That's right. It's the exact amount you just won.
What did you have, Nick? Sorry.
Oh, I never found the name. It was a Scotch ale from Crow and Wolf.
Okay.
Then there are some light beers in between there.
Yeah.
And my next birthday beer was Parabola 2023.
Oh, 23. Wait, you've had that before, right? You had that Parabola 23 before, right? That wasn't the first time?
Yeah, I've had it a couple times this year, but it was in the fridge, cold, and ready to go. So made an easy decision.
Birthday beer.
Yeah.
Did you have the day off from work?
I played hooky and we just went bumming around the town. Took the convertible out.
You went out Kings Canyon Way. There's a brewery out there, right? That I heard Doug was at.
Oh yeah,
Brad Doug was that for out there
somewhere. On Kings Canyon.
Yeah, like off of there, like a little bit off.
Oh shit, I didn't know that. I'll have to look it up. We went past Kings Canyon all the way to Jensen, so we technically drove through Sanger.
I meant on the way to Kings Canyon National Park. I mean Kings Canyon.
Oh, on the way to the park?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard of that.
Rad Stacy's like, come on, Mikey.
Yeah, you've heard
sure
of this.
Doug's been out to a place out there. There's something out there. So
is it never mind, that's Hanford.
It's not Pendragon and Sanger. I've been there. There's some sort of bar or tap room out there. I'm pretty sure it's a brewery.
Yeah, nothing's coming up right away.
I don't know. Never mind.
We damn it know if we had a whole week and try to remember next week.
I don't remember. Rand says he'll come back next week and like, guess this is what we're talking about. Well, that's what the Nick 80 had. Let's see what I
Yeah, that's my unique sir, different enough to talk about.
Let's see what did I drink? Oh, gosh. It's been budget beer week for me, which is always super boring. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, it's challenging. You have to use your skills of budgeting and being a beer geek at the same time. Yesterday, I had a double hopnosis Firestone Walker Imperial IPA in a tall boy. It was a tall boy, though, and it was on sale. But only $3.
Double on top of that?
Yeah. $3.50.
Did you even bother to check the date, or was it ignorance is bliss?
No, I checked it. It was all right. It wasn't bad. It wasn't like impressive, but it also was like, it was like 2 months or something.
Nice.
I had one of the cheapest IPA 16 ounce cans at the market is General Sherman IPA from Tioga, Sequoia. Shit. So I got that one.
Nice.
I went to an establishment called Popolo's Pizza, which is just like
man.
A shell of its former self.
Yeah, it's sad in there now.
Yeah, it was like kind of depressing in there, actually. And I had a just outstanding IPA.
Nice. Like they actually had some on draft, huh?
Yeah. I was like, but it didn't taste too old. I think it might have been okay. Because I was waiting for it to be like, good. Oh, this is going to be like 6 months old or something. But
yeah.
It was probably.
I'll be disappointed so hard right now.
It was probably just a few months old. So it wasn't bad. But yeah, I don't. I'm a little worried about Popolo's Pizza.
Mm-hmm. I'm
worried about its future. And a big little thing from Sierra Nevada, because I had that 12 pack Sierra Nevada.
The big little pack.
Yeah,
big pack.
And then I had a Smogberry IPA from Smog City, and is it El Segundo collab beer?
Nice.
I think that's it. Yeah, that's enough. Drink that. This week, though, it's payday, so look out.
The money.
I'm going to give me some good beers. Don't have to do budget week.
That's right.
Cheers to a new brand new gold on. This isn't the returning
brand new
Kenneth. Cheers. Woo.
Yeah.
I'm always like leery to like say the listener's last name. I don't know. Some people be
do
like,
they want
don't,
it? Yeah. Do they not want it?
But it's Kenneth. And Kenneth, I don't think, has an untap handle. So I was like, well, let's do his untap handle. But I don't think Kenneth is just a cool dude that's like, yeah, I'll be a golden guy. What? So
how does he afford his rock and roll lifestyle?
I don't know. So big cheers to Kenneth. Thank you for becoming a golden god. and getting to listen to the tailgate and all the perks that come with being a gold. You just walk around town all day. It's like, I'm a gold.
Flashing your badge.
Yeah, just like, bam, 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 bam. So thank you, Kenneth, and thank you to all the golden gods that donate money to the show every month.
Yeah.
So we don't have to pay all the financing that involves being a podcast.
Damn it.
Damn it. Nothing's for free. Nobody rides for free. Just like Rat Stephen Piercy from Rat says, nobody rides for free. Nobody rides for free. So thank you, Golden Gods. Do you have any cheers, Nick?
Cheers. I do have a new Untappd follower.
Oh.
Let's see if I can get to this in a timely manner.
Nah, we got more for call. We're just sitting there waiting for 805 day to start.
Is that all we're doing?
Yep.
This is... Wait, is this the right one? This doesn't seem right. Stefano.
Right.
From St. Louis on the Untappd.
Missouri. One of our Missouri listeners.
Yeah. That's my cheers.
All right. Cheers to everyone that shares the show and listens to the show. Thank you, guys. Thank you for hanging out. This has been episode 521 of The Perfect Pour. PerfectPourPod.com is our website. You can go there, see all the show notes you want, or if your podcast player isn't showing you the show notes, that's where you can go. We're on YouTube. The past couple months I've been posting the audio version of the show on our YouTube channel. So
nice.
Have a YouTube channel. There's a link in the show notes for that. So if you would rather, because more people now than ever like actually put on their YouTube on their TV. So I don't know if you ever do this, Nick, but you know, if you've got a smart TV or whatever stick you use, you can put your YouTube on the TV. Some people just like, you can just put the show on your TV and just have it on while you're doing your stuff like any other podcast, I guess. It's on YouTube. Perfect Pour Pod and on the social media. I have a weekly newsletter that if you like The Perfect Pour, I would assume you would like this newsletter.
Imagine that.
drinkingandthinking.substack.com. Every Saturday I put out a craft beer-ish newsletter if you like that. Do you have any Volkswagen things going on, Nick, in this fall?
Me?
To look for?
I'll be in Concord on Sunday, the 6th.
Oh. Is Concord up there or down there? Where's Concord?
It's an up there.
Okay.
It's northeast of Oakland. So it's on the East Bay. Let's see. I just had a map. I don't know what else is near.
This is a V-Dub enthusiast kind of event.
It's the Vintage Porsche and Volkswagen Treffpunkt, which is fancy word for car show.
Oh, yeah.
In Concord at Dave Brubeck Park.
Oh, Dave
I'm
Brubeck.
Guessing Concord must be a jazz influenced area.
I was say, Dave Brubeck's a musician.
Yeah.
Isn't he a drummer?
I thought he was a horn player. Is he a drummer?
Look at that.
Quitter.
Are you going to have one of your cars there, or are you just going to look at other people's?
No, I'm taking our convertible bug, 63 bug convertible. the one I just finished this year.
Oh,
see. That'll be it's the first inaugural car show for the convertible.
So at a car show, is it like at a beer festival when you've got a table? Are you just like, you got to sit there with it and then you're like begging for somebody to take it over so you can go out and check out the other things?
Like, can you stand? Yes, please go with friends. Yeah, you so you can always have someone watch your car while you go the potty or look for weed. I don't know.
Do they serve beer? They serve beer at this?
Well, oddly enough, so the box I was talking about, the Ballantine, lots of car shows are being filmed and put on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I was curious what this, I've never been to this car show before. I was curious what they did up there. What's it like? What's the vibe? Where do you park? And so I pulled up the 2022 version of this car show, and that's where I saw the box with the Ballantine sitting outside of a van. Doing my research from last year's show. So yeah, I think people do take beer. I don't think you're supposed to, but you know, like they'll take jockey boxes and kind of hide it in the back, you know. And if you know the guy, or if you talk to him long enough, he offers you a beer, you get a beer.
Hey man, you want a beer?
Yeah. I'm sure it's not supposed to happen, but it does.
If Paul or Psycho Bear show up, are you going to have beer for them?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yes, I will.
All right.
So you go. I'm taking some beers for me just in case. It's a open carry situation.
Okay. So those of you up in the Bay Area Sunday, you can go to a car show and see if you make it.
Yeah.
Secretly. But don't flash it.
Secret. Shh. Nah, no flashies.
Put it in a cup. No. Put it in a Yeti cup. And then
disguise it, please.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to The Perfect Pour. Have a great week.
Always.
Be safe.
Mandatory.
Have fun.
Double mandatory.
But first, this is very important because it could ruin everything if you don't do this first. Like the whole deal is shot if you don't do this first. And I know from experience, you gotta
check your dates.